Let's go. Big cheers, everyone. Welcome to Texas on Tap. Special edition this week. We are at Sawyer Park Ice House for the Texas Country Music Industry Awards. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, how are you?
This
sitting right next to you in real life.
Fun. I love this. I love this. So I was here earlier hanging out, and there was this really interesting thing. You were here earlier this morning. So they were given like a chocolate bar, a cigar, a
It's like a pain patch or something.
Yeah, pain patch. Yeah. And so there was four teams, and they had to write a song or a jingle, and they did really good with the back patch. It was Ryder, Peyton, Riley. Let's see, who else?
Ty Smith, right?
Yeah, Ty.
And Chaser.
And it was so funny. Wow. I wish I would have recorded some of it, but they basically said, you know, it was real good about tearing the back hair off, but I'm still missing you.
And, and so they won.
They did. They did a great job.
Yes, cool.
They did a great job.
Nice.
Yeah. The fun stuff that goes on here at the Industry Awards.
They also had, so it was four teams that were competing for the game, and it was, I think the other captains were Dusty Motes, our buddy Dusty.
Yes.
Our buddy Jeff Canada. And Billy Joe Jones. So
yes.
Congrats to Peyton Riley and her team.
And Billy
for
Joe's
that one home.
Team with Joe, they had like a melted chocolate bar.
Oh, God, that's tough.
Yeah.
Man, so. Well, you want to talk about some songs?
Yeah. I just have my little notepad today. But Brandi Balin has released a new single to radio. I visited with her radio promoter while we were here, Chris Harbach. And it's called Bad Boy, Good Man. And it's kind of like how sometimes you have those types of guys and there's not so much. But she sees a guy. I'm just going to kind of paraphrase this. Guy's walking in. Oh, no, he could be trouble. He looks like one of those trouble guys. But he's actually a bad boy, but he's a good man. He knows how to really throw it down on a Saturday night, but in church on Sunday. And her voice is amazing on it. In addition to that, the whole mix and production, just solid, good song. So she just released that. And I want to say something in case people don't know. Brandi is a school teacher.
Wow.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes. So look, and she's got some more stuff coming up. Like I said, I visited with Chris, her radio promoter, and so she's got a lot of stuff coming up. So now we're going to open the tap room door for some of our favorites. Teague Brothers Band, brand new single from them. It's called I Wish You the World.
You up on occasion, same car, same hair, same faces. Nice to know where you are. I'll let you stay as long as you want. Your presence makes me impatient. Reasons to leave, reasons to stay, but mama tells me to call you. But I know when you see me, you see all your failures. Oh, I wish you the world. I hope you find what you're looking for. Was it really that hard to look at me like you look at your scars? Well, if the room best I've ever done.
I Wish You the World, Teague Brothers Band. A little different on that one.
Yeah.
I love the whole storyline, though.
Yep. They changed it up for sure.
Yeah.
Musically, it's all crazy different.
Yeah. Of course, the rumors are true. How big is that ring? Mama told me to go visit you, but I wish you the world.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good to hear Teague Brothers out with some new music.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, I love that dynamic intro. It's like huge, massive kind of rock and roll, and then it just automatically breaks down and gets all soft and intimate, and it's just, it's a bit, there's some music going on, but it's basically just John's voice slapping you in the face with those hard words, you know?
Yes.
I liked it a lot.
So now what you got?
Yeah, switch it over to mine on the streaming side of things. We'll keep the taproom doors open. This one's an interesting one, and an upcoming guest, and that's why I had to pick this song for my taproom song. It's Mr. Jared Morrison. He released a Marty Robbins cover. It's Doggone Cowboy.
I'm kin to the roving wind that brings the northern in. Along that dusty trail I'll take my stand. The steers are big and bold, and the nights are rough and cold. But I'll get by as long as I can throw that rope and brand that calf and dream of a girl in a photograph. I got no home, I got no wife, but I'll be a doggone cowboy all of my life. I'm up at the crack of dawn and I throw the bacon on. It seems somehow my work is never through. When I get done at night, all the stars are big and bright. But then that's sort of what you're used to when you throw that rope and brand that calf and dream of a girl in a photograph. I got no home, I got no wife, but I'll be a doggone cowboy all of my life. The hot, dry wind may blow, and you'll see me in the rain and snow, with just an old campfire to keep me warm. I'll move the herd along, and I'll greet them with a song. So I guess that I was born to throw that rope and brand that calf and dream of a girl in a photograph. I got no home, I got no wife, but I'll be a doggone cowboy all my life.
We had a great conversation with Jared on the podcast that's coming up in a few weeks about covers, and that just made this so much more interesting and fascinating to listen to. It's just a great rendition of the song. His voice is outstanding, and it's, like I said, it felt like I was in a different world listening to music because of the way he talked about covers in this podcast coming up, so you guys are going to have to check that one out. I just love the jazzy guitar noodling in the beginning, and I don't know. It was just great. I thought it was well done. What did you think?
I loved it, and Jared, you know, he was such a good visit on the podcast.
And
everyone, I think y'all are going to really, really get to know him and bond with him through the podcast like we did. We already bonded with his music.
Way before. But
And he talks about the covers and what he does with them. And we do talk about his EP that has some of the covers and what he did with one of Shania's.
Yeah, go check out all that stuff and check out the interview with Jerry when it's coming out in just a few weeks. Let's see what else I got. Oh, Mr. Corey Michael dropped a song last week, and I actually mentioned it, but I liked it so much I had to bring it back this week and talk about it on the podcast. It's called "I Don't Miss You," and it's stripped, which I assume he meant, you know, broken down. It's acoustic. It's basically just acoustic guitar and vocals for the most part, and then there's some lead guitar that sneaks in there. But I just love how he did it. The production of the song puts a spotlight on his voice, kind of like I said in the Teague Brothers song, and it's so well done. The harmony vocals sound outstanding. The artwork also really stood out and kind of told the story of the song. And I just thought it was a great package. Super well done, Corey.
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
Very pure, authentic.
Well, let's talk about our friends at More Than Music Creations while we're sitting out here in this, or I guess the foggy, nasty, whatever you would call this.
I think it's the smoke from Mexico, right?
Oh, is there fire?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Oh, I don't know. Either way, it's
disgusting.
Man,
down my way, down south on the coast, it was like fog.
Oh.
Yes.
Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Well, More Than Music Creations are good friends of ours and have become good friends of ours over the last few years. It's Michael and Michaela Kelton, and they basically take used guitar strings from people like me and Randy Rogers and the Wilder Blue and Bree Bagwell and lots of other of your favorite Texas country artists and turn it into beautiful, one-of-a-kind, handmade jewelry. So go check them out at morethanmusiccreations.com and grab some stuff. Great gifts, great items for your Texas music fans in your life and for yourself.
Have you ever wondered how artists like Treaty Oak Revival, Red Clay Strays, and Aaron Watson maintain the high quality and high demand for their merchandise? CH Lone Star Promo is the answer. Created in Texas to serve Texas artists, and they're currently offering 15% off on all merch orders from musicians. Visit chlonestarpromo.com to get started and tell them Texas Toast sent you.
I was reading the other day that it takes at least $1 million to break an artist. That's a ton of change, and it can feel overwhelming. But with social media leveling the playing field, you just need an effective strategy to release your music. Check out Release Rocket to ensure your single does not die after release day. You've already put time, effort, and tons of money into writing and recording your album. Let the guys at Release Rocket keep your new release alive.
So I don't have like my computer in front of me, but I can tell you this is so exciting. Amanda Kate Ferris is number one on Texas Regional Radio Report.
Wow.
Tequila and Jesus.
Very cool.
That's a
very
great
cool.
song. That was a song we talked about. We've had Amanda
Congrats.
Kate Ferris on the podcast. And then holding at number one, Texas Country Music Chart and CD Extraction Texas is John Stork. Somebody's baby.
Our boy John Stork. Love
yes.
it. Love that. Well, some other honorable mentions this week releases. Case Harden dropped a new single for the first time in a while, I think, from Case because he was promoting that album for a long time. Ben Kavlicek released single number two off his upcoming EP that we had him on the podcast to talk about. Cloud Chief, who we haven't mentioned in quite a while, dropped a new single. And Tanner Sparks also dropped another new one to streaming. So go check all those out. You want to tell everybody a little bit about what we got going on over here?
What do we have going on? I don't know. Where's
Mr.
the crew?
Steve Anthony's making
coming,
his way down here.
Come on. Come on, Steve Anthony. Straight out of Caldwell, Texas.
Yeah.
Where you want me?
Way back when. Had One Horse Town just
Brand
released
new.
Way back
oh,
when.
Buddy.
Here comes Chaser.
Good, cool.
What are we doing out here today, Mr. Steve Anthony?
Oh, man, we're just loving everything and getting to talk to everybody, getting to see a few radio personalities, a few artists, and just having a great time over here at the Summit.
Yeah.
At the Summit Awards. I tell you, I love the stuff, love country music, and love Texas country music most
oh, yeah.
of all. So.
Oh, yeah. That's why we're here.
That's what we're here
for.
You
got another rock star standing
there. There's our chaser right here.
How's it going?
Going good. It's been great visiting with you today. As always, we get to visit with Chaser a lot. So, and you're doing some of your business and music business tonight.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be playing. I'm going to play a little bit. Hopefully entertain people.
You were on Peyton's team for that singing that song, right? For the back. Okay, never mind. That was Ryder. Okay. Okay, never mind. That was fun. What team were you on? Weren't you on one?
I wasn't here early enough. I didn't make it. I didn't get teamed up.
Team up.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
They didn't want me in it.
Me and Chaser.
Me too, man.
Chaser was going to team up, but they thought we was too big a heavy hitter, so they didn't want us in there. So
it's gonna be a little more.
Be more than they handle, right?
The dream team over there.
So,
very cool.
So what is your favorite part about being here, both of y'all? What's your favorite part about being here today?
I'd say the music.
Okay. I mean, Noel, the people.
The people and the music.
And
yes.
One-word answers.
Yes. Nailed it. That is for sure.
We want to do a quick little run-through of some nominees and some awards and stuff?
Yeah, let's do that. Right.
Thanks for stopping by, guys.
Yeah.
Love you guys. And
yeah, love y'all.
We'll see y'all.
Thank you. Thanks. Hey, tell them other ones to get their ears out here. Okay, so I haven't really looked at these since I've gotten here. Let's see. Oh, let's look at Best Band Merchandise.
Oh,
Bree Bagwell, Chad Cook Band, Ken Foe, The Great Divide, Zach Neal.
Nice.
And then this is the great thing about these awards is it's so industry driven.
I was going to say, speaking of industry driven and merchandise, most of that merch is probably printed by our friends at CH Lone Star Promo.
That is so true. Single or album cover graphics of the year. It's hard for me to say this and not seeing it.
Oh, yeah.
Packed my bags and moved into a bottle, the Broken Spokes, which is Carlos Hernandez and Ryan Gessler. Whiskey SOA, Sandy Junes, Lacey DeGrath and Katie Brown. Hello, Texas, Brooke Graham, that's Warren Berry. Going Places, Jack Nelson, Benjamin Kaiser, Outlaws and Mustangs, Cody Jinks, Brad Henderson.
Very cool.
Let's see, what else we want to look at? Let's look at, I'm looking for a videographer of the year. Chris Romaine, Trenton Johnson, Casey James, Kyle Tomcheson.
Well, and let's say the last one, and let's shout out their companies as well so people can go look them up.
Yeah, Split Window Studios for Chris Romaine, and then Trenton Johnson, 613 Media, Casey James, The Playlist Films, Kyle Tomcheson, KG Media, and Selassie Kudwar.
It's a little windy out here.
Akon Media. And I like this one too. The Live Sound Engineer of the Year for venue,
cool.
company, or touring. This is a good one.
Mm.
Brian Phillips with Ken Foe, Evan Hunter with Jake Bush, Matthew Godkin, Sawyer Park Ice House, Chip Weed, The Kenny Store, and Sean Walsh with the Chad Cook Band.
Yeah. All kinds of cool stuff, y'all.
Yeah, and then our radio friends, Radio Program Director of the Year, Buzz Russell from KNES, Texas 99.1 in Fairfield, Shane Hollinger with The Ranch in Fort Worth, Chad Lindsay, The River Paris 104.3. And then Corliss, I haven't seen her yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. I wonder if she's here.
And then The Ranch Abilene, Rudy Fernandez.
Nice.
With KWMX 92.5 FM, The Ranch Abilene, KSLI 1280 AM Abilene. And, he's a busy guy. KKCN 103.1 FM, Kickin' Country, San Angelo. And then, of course, we are nominated for a podcast of the year.
Yeah, let's go ahead and tell them who else is on there. I was seeing our friend Zach United.
Yeah, they're all here.
Texas Country Music, or Texas Music Reviews.
Yeah, it's Gotta Love Texas Music. Also, Catherine and Honey, Texas Toast Podcast, Miss Helen, Producer Kyle, Texas Music Reviews, Harley Ray, Drew Mitchell, Zach United, and then the 12 o'clock Siren Podcast with Matthew Harvey.
And Mr. Jeff Canada Show.
And I left off Uncle Jeff. All right. So, and then there's a big award they're giving out tonight for Texas Country Music Industry Professional of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is people that got nominated because of such a huge contribution to the Texas country industry. Chasey DeJarnett with Launch Music Lab, Monty Dawson, Texas Country Artist, Texas Country Talent, TCMA Vice President, Executive Producer of Texas Country Music Awards.
Wow.
Jeff Canada. With his podcast, and of course, Jeff Canada Music. Jennifer Redding with Generate Radio Promotions, and Dusty Motes, Texas Country Artist, Dusty Motes Music, and Powerhouse Entertainment.
Yeah.
So that kind of goes through some of them. There's a lot of great sponsors that are responsible for bringing everything together. So there's Will Carter.
Nice.
Right. Yeah, Will's going to be doing his thing tonight.
Very cool.
I'm trying to look, see if he's got the baby. I wish we could wave him over here.
Get him to come say what's up.
Look, you just walked in. You just walked in.
We'll pull you in real quick.
Okay, how are you doing?
Doing fantastic.
Good to see you.
Good to see
you.
So
you're going to be performing for us tonight?
Well, we're going to try.
I'm excited about that. Where's the baby?
The baby's at home. Actually, the baby's sick. Baby started daycare 2 weeks ago. So, that goes. Now it's like the never-ending. You get to the door and they tell you what virus they're handling out that week or whatever. So, went 6 months without getting sick, went to daycare, and there you go. But hey, it's good for the immune system, you know?
So you're going to be doing a little show for us tonight. What are you looking forward to as far as, have you been here earlier in the day or did you just get here?
I just got here. So my favorite part about these events, honestly, is just getting to see everybody. You know how it is? Like we're all busy in our different places all year. And so when we get to have a place and time that we can all be in the same place at the same time. It's kind of like a reunion, you know?
We had fun. We actually drove in from Matagorda. We didn't even go to the hotel. We just came straight here and started walking around and doing that, just visiting with everyone, and that's the fun part. So this is kind of like a bonus for us to all get to see each other, because in between, we just have to wait till November. So this is really nice.
I'm looking forward to it, and I've been wanting to check out Sawyer Park. I've been here when it was Papa's, but I have not been since they've changed over to Sawyer Park, and I've heard it's a really awesome place, and I just walked in the door, but so far, so good.
Yes. So I've been following this place because I have my son, daughter-in-law live just a little bit, well, in the Spring area. And I've been wanting to come here. But every time we have a family get together, obviously it's a birthday party or a holiday or whatever. But, yes, it's good. Their crawfish is really good. I had some crawfish. First time this season I had crawfish right here.
Today?
And it's a little late.
You're kind of behind the...
I am behind, but you know what?
Missed it by about 3 months.
I wasn't going to spend all that money in the beginning of the season on it. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. We have shrimp in Matagorda, so we just had shrimp boils. I'm sorry.
Let's let this man go say hi to everybody.
I'll see
Thanks
you.
Thanks for stopping by,
Thank
buddy.
Thank you, Will, for running over here. See ya. Okay, now joining us for our special edition of Texas on Tap this week is Linda King Wilson.
Howdy.
Everything Texas Country Music Association, you do so much. This is an awesome event. How has the day been?
Oh, man, it's been fabulous. We had such great speakers, and the artists that have performed just so far right now, Peyton Riley, Jack Nelson, and Ryder Grimes are on stage. And they're going to do a song swap, and then we're going to, at 7 o'clock, in less than an hour, we're going to present the industry awards. So I'm excited about that.
Very exciting. Everything's been so nice today. We just rolled straight in, came straight here, hung out, visited, did the reunion thing with everybody, and going to continue that tonight. So, but thank you for doing all this. Well, this is so amazing.
Were you here for the, you remember last year when we did the thing where I gave them an item, okay. Teams an item?
We talked about it.
Yes.
That was the best ever.
This one was epic. I mean, it was great last year, but this time, man, and Peyton Riley's team won, and Ryder Grimes and Chase, who else was on the team with her? Oh, Ty Smith.
Ty.
And yes. Somebody else, I can't remember. But anyway, Ryder came off the stage and leaned down to me and said, "That's going on a record." And
I want to hear it again.
To.
Yes.
I know.
I wish I would have like either recorded just a little bit about the back hair coming off, but I'm still gonna miss
so
you.
They got. I was giving them items out, you know, and so they got a salon patch, pain relief patch. In a package, and so they had to write a song about that, and it was hilarious. But I mean, the instrumentation that they did in the lyrics, and it was just amazing. Jeff Canada's team did great. Billy Joe killed it with, I mean, just her vocals alone.
Melted chocolate bar.
Yeah, they had the melted chocolate bar. She said they ate the chocolate bar, so they didn't have the prop, but. It was fun. And then Dusty went first because he was reigning champion from last year, remember? And they were awesome. Everybody was awesome.
See, and that's a great thing, making such good memories. We'll get to talk about that like all year, and then like even when we see each other, we're still gonna think about those items and those songs and jingles they wrote.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. And then tonight then we're doing after this we do the awards, we're doing a songwriter session with Chaser Crouch, Tiona Campbell, Will Carter, and Jeff Canada.
Awesome.
And then Monty Dawson Band is going to play. So, y'all, Monty is the guy that is, at our main award show, is always backstage producing the show. So, we don't get to see a lot of him. So, y'all are going to get to see him to play tonight.
Cool.
And he's amazing.
We're excited about that. And thank you for all you do. I love you so much.
Thank you.
You're so awesome.
You're awesome.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me play.
All right. David Gilligan, my brother from Gilligan Promotions. David Gilligan is nominated for Radio Promoter. And, man, you have some great artists on your roster. But David is just like, David literally is like family to me. I call you like my little brother. And you're just doing such a good job. Congratulations on having a really good year with your artists.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, I wouldn't be nominated if it wasn't for the artists and their songs that they write. So it's they make my job easy.
Yes. And then we all have this excuse to all get together. It's been so much fun.
We don't get in any trouble here. We all behave. Everything's good. Cool people.
Yeah, because David makes me behave. Like, I used to not behave, but David kind of makes me behave. Now I kind of look out for him sometimes,
too. Keeps you in check, huh?
Yeah.
Do we need to talk about Broadway and Nashville on that one night?
No.
The only thing I can say is David is diehard Rangers fan, and that was when the Astros were, they were in the playoffs, right? But he was such a nice little brother that he said, okay, there's a hotel down there that's showing the game. I'm going to let you go watch the last two innings.
Yeah, I mean, and they didn't cheat those two innings, I don't think, so.
Oh, man.
You should see the text.
He's going to get me fired up.
Hey, y'all are doing way good this year.
Better than y'all.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad. I'm trying not to lose any sleep over that.
We'll figure it out.
You know, Jano thinks they're just, sandbagging. I said, really? You want to have the worst? They're sandbagging. Wishful thinking.
Well, that's what you do when you rebuild. You got to rebuild the team.
True that.
No, but we're having a lot of fun here. It's always great to see everybody. So
it is.
We do this two or three times a year, and it's cool.
All right. Well, David Gilligan, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for stopping by. I hear Peyton Riley wailing in there. You want to get in there and check it out?
All right. Well, here we are, Texas Country Music Industry Awards. Seeing everybody and different edition of Texas on Tap. This is fun.
Yeah, it's always fun doing this in person, and we're excited to be here, excited to be a part of this. And like always, like, subscribe, share. Tell everybody about it. Tell all your country music fans. And this is a great place for you to find your new favorite artist. So just keep it up. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. In addition to that, just one last thing.
Yeah.
We have two great guests coming up.
Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead and tell them. Why not?
Okay. So, yes, we visited with Pat Green. And also Wade Bowen's coming up. Yep. Everybody knows how I talk about Wade Bowen all the time on this podcast. And I said, you know, we should take a title from Friends.
Yeah.
The one where Miss Helen finally gets to interview Wade Bowen.
Yeah. It's a crazy stacked lineup right now. But we'll go ahead and spill the beans on a couple more, actually. We've got Wade Bowen coming out this Tuesday. So check that out. We had Brody Rivers this past week, which is an awesome interview. He's a new young artist who's finding a very unique path into the scene. So check that one out. I really kind of admire that guy and everything he's up to. We've got Pat Green. We've got Jared Morris, like we mentioned, coming up. We've got Sonny Sauceda coming. We've got Cody Hibbard. Chad Malden's going to be one. We got a new Bottoms Up episode coming. So just all kinds of awesome stuff coming for you guys.
And one other thing, to go back to Wade, his new album, Flying, drops today.
Today.
As this is going out, go get it. Go download it. Go listen to it. And then tune into the podcast, because he's going to tell you pretty much we went track by track, and he just gives us kind of the backstory on
rundown on all of them.
Lowdown, hoedown.
Yeah, Flying is the perfect name for that album, and that's a great note to end on, because we feel like we're flying out here at Sawyer Park Ice House, riding this high. So we're going to go check out some music and hang out and say what's up and hug some necks and have a good time. So thank you guys for checking it out, and we'll see you on Tuesday with Wade Bowen.
Cheers.